Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every city has one, or a few. A beloved hole in the wall where locals can get a good meal, see some familiar faces, and relish in a heavy dose of nostalgia. I had the good fortune of visiting one in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a beloved spot called Carolina's Mexican Food, the best tortillas in town. Yes, that's the whole name. Carolina's was started by none other than Carolina Valenzuela and her husband Manuel. Their granddaughter, Josephine, is now one of three sisters who own several locations in the city. At the urging of Here and Now senior editor and Arizona native Peter O'Dowd, we went to the original location in South Phoenix. One thing you need to know about Carolina's is that family fuels this place in every way. Josephine's first memories in life were toddling along the floors of this cinder block building, her grandma teaching her how to make tortillas from scratch. Today, Josephine's kids work for the family business, too. The secret ingredient, she says, is love.
We can't underestimate that, love that goes into, and the care that goes into the food that we eat.
Yes, that's, you could taste it, right? You could taste the love. Yeah.
It's in your in the title, the best tortillas in town, and we've been hearing from everybody like this is the place that you go for tortillas. Can you show us how they're made?
Of course, I'm sure I can. Do you want to come see? Let's go see.
This kitchen is the stuff Mexican food dreams are made of. The smells are intoxicating. The onion, garlic, and spices permeate the air as employees serve big, heaping portions of moist, green chicken tamales to waiting customers. Back here, there's a line of three women in white pastry chef coats, dutifully in place to make those handmade tortillas. Josephine explains the process.
Well, they're getting the dough, they're putting it through the sheeter, and from the sheeter there that they put it here, and they stretch them by hand, and that's where they cook them. Customers would come in and say, hey, just give me one butter tortilla. There you go, on the fly.
I see why, man, yeah. Without giving away the secret to what makes your tortillas the best in town, tell us a little bit about the ingredients.
Well, flour, water, lard, love, of course, baking powder, salt, and mix it up.
People have really warm feelings about this place. When you bring up Carolina's, immediately their face warms. They talk about it being the best tortillas. But there's something else. And what do you think it is that brings people back time and time again?
Well, of course, the care and the love, what I had talked about, but just respecting and loving what you do, and the customer sees that and feels that. I have parents who come and say, hey, this is my grandchildren. I bring my grandchildren here, and or I have them say, oh, my grandpa used to bring us here all the time. Yeah.
During this busy weekday lunch rush, it wasn't hard to find those loyal customers, like Stephen Ross.
I've been coming for like 40 years, I bet, maybe more. Oh, yeah, my grandfather used to take me here. I was just a little boy. I'm still a little boy.
The food is still the same, along with the modest decor and worn tables. Even the menu billboard is the same one from the 1970s. But there are some differences. The neighborhood, for example. In the 1970s, the expansion of the city's airport forced many families to move away, and exhaust and noise from a nearby interstate inflicted environmental damage.
Yes, I actually lived in the neighborhood for like 15 years. I lived right on the corner of 12th Street and Cocopa. Yeah, so I was part of the neighborhood for a long time too. But with the buyout of the airport, it's the neighborhood got smaller and smaller. So that's, we got through it, but it's
hard.
Yeah, it's seeing like customers and families that would come in, not seeing them anymore because they moved away. And then seeing them, being all happy when we see them come in again. Yeah, so.
That's got to be a feeling to see people come and go, but then not to see them and then see them arrive. There's that instant recognition of something of the past.
Oh, yes. I even remember what they ordered sometimes. I'm like, oh, yes, he wants the green mixed burrito. Let's get it out for him. You know, yeah.
There are not many places like this anymore where you can come in and you know a family for 50 years and they're still working and making your food of love. What do you want people to know about this place?
That it's real. That's real. Comes from the heart. And seeing them eat our food and enjoy our food, saying thank you, we'll be back on the way out, that's touches my heart.
Josephine lives and breathes this place. She does everything from managing the books to cooking the food. So you'd think her wildest dreams would be to one day maybe strike it rich and live her days out on the beach, somewhere, anywhere except for here. But remember, this restaurant is about family. The employees and the customers are family. There's no place else she'd rather be.
My grandma was here, right here in this same spot, making tortillas in her 70s. So, I mean, I can't complain too much.
That's where you see yourself?
Yeah.